This is the Wikipedia page for Vlad the Impaler. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe so that we don't have to drink your blood. Blah, 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 blah.
Blood.
Vlad the Impaler, obviously the guy who is known as Dracula.
Obviously. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I had no idea, no.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, this page was requested by Elijah Mendiola. So thank you for the request, Elijah. Nice to meet you. Let's get started, shall we?
Yeah, we're not going to do this entire article, but we're going to do the parts that we want to do.
Oh, yeah. This article is really long. And rather than cut it into a multi-part episode, we're just going to do the parts that we think people are most interested in, which is basically the rundown of who Vlad is, the Dracula stuff, and a couple little extra tidbits. Here we go, everybody. Vlad the Impaler. Vlad Dracula redirects here. Not to be confused with Count Dracula, Vlad Dracul, or Vlad Dracula. Vlad Dracula is actually a plant, I believe, or something like that.
Wait, Count Dracula is different than Dracula?
Count Dracula? Yeah, Count Dracula is a fictional character. Vlad the Impaler is a real person.
Oh.
Count Dracula is based on Vlad the Impaler.
Oh.
Which we just said earlier when you were like, I've never heard that before. And then you forgot it immediately.
Yep.
Vlad redirects here for other uses. See Vlad Tepes disambiguation. For the baseball player so nicknamed, see Vladimir Guerrero. Vlad III, commonly known as Vlad the Impaler, Romanian Vlad Tepes, or Vlad Dracula, Romanian Vlad Draculia, was voivode of Wallachia three times between 1448 and his death in 1476-77. He is often considered one of the most important rulers in Wallachian history and a national hero of Romania.
He was the second son of Vlad Dracul, who became the ruler of Wallachia in 1436. Vlad and his younger brother Radu were held as hostages in the Ottoman Empire in 1442 to secure their father's loyalty. Vlad's eldest brother Mircio and their father were murdered after John Hunyadi, regent governor of Hungary, invaded Wallachia in 1447. Hunyadi installed Vlad's second cousin, Vladislav II, as the new voivode. Hunyadi launched a military campaign against the Ottomans in the autumn of 1448, and Vladislav accompanied him. Vlad broke into Wallachia with Ottoman support in October, but Vladislav returned and Vlad sought refuge in the Ottoman Empire before the end of the year. Vlad went to Moldavia in 1449 or 1450, and later to Hungary. It was a difficult paragraph.
Yeah, I saw you working with it. You did your thing, though. It's all good. Relations between Hungary and Vladislav later deteriorated, and in 1456, Vlad invaded Wallachia with Hungarian support. Vladislav died fighting against him. Vlad began a purge among the Wallachian boyars to strengthen his position. He came into conflict with Transylvanian Saxons, who supported his opponents. Dan and Basarab Lauto, who were Vladislav's brothers and Vlad's illegitimate half-brother, Vlad Kalugarul, Vlad plundered the Saxon villages, taking the captured people to Wallachia, where he had them impaled, which inspired his cognomen. Peace was restored in 1460.
The Ottoman Sultan Mehmed II ordered Vlad to pay homage to him personally, but Vlad had the Sultan's two envoys captured and impaled. In February 1462, he attacked Ottoman territory, massacring tens of thousands of Turks and Bulgarians. Mehmed launched a campaign against Wallachia to replace Vlad with Vlad's younger brother Radu. Vlad attempted to capture the Sultan at Targoviste during the night of the 16th and 17th of June 1462. The Sultan and the main Ottoman army left Wallachia, but more and more Wallachians deserted to Radu. Vlad went to Transylvania to seek assistance from Matthias Corvinus, King of Hungary, in late 1462, but Corvinus had him imprisoned.
You just said Corvinus and Corvinus in the same sentence.
I sure did.
Romanian names. They're difficult for us.
They sure are.
Looks like Vlad could be in a bit of trouble here. See what happens next. On this episode of Vlad the Impaler.
On this episode of Wiki Listen.
Vlad was held in captivity in Visegrad from 1463 to 1475. During this period, anecdotes about his cruelty started to spread in Germany and Italy. He was released at the request of Stephen III of Moldavia in the summer of 1475. He fought in Corvinus' army against the Ottomans in Bosnia in early 1476. Hungarian and Moldavian troops helped him to force Basara Blaiota, who had dethroned Vlad's brother, Radu, to flee from Wallachia in November. I'll tell you what I don't like about this is just the way it has to say everybody's name and every location like 14 times.
Well, I guess because like it would be kind of confusing if they just kept saying he, because like who would they be referring to?
Well, yeah, but you use those when they're appropriate, though, because you don't have to always say he usually refers to the last, I guess, person you had mentioned. So if you're mentioning that person more than once, you don't have to say their name more than once. I don't know.
This sounds like a good conversation to start on the talk page.
Basarab returned with Ottoman support before the end of the year. Vlad was killed in battle before 10th of January, 1477. Books describing Vlad's cruel acts were among the first bestsellers in the German-speaking territories. In Russia, popular stories suggested that Vlad was able to strengthen his central government only through applying brutal punishments, and a similar view was adopted by most Romanian historians in the 19th century. Vlad's patronymic inspired the name of Bram Stoker's literary vampire, Count Dracula.
Wiki listeners, while you digest all that information, please listen to this message to help support us.
Thank you for listening to that message. While you're away, I turned into a bat.
It's true. I'm looking at him right now.
Yep, I'm a bat. Check me out, my bat wings.
So now we're going to skip down to vampire mythology.
What a great idea.
Thanks. I thought of it myself.
Oh my gosh. You are the best. Thinking for yourself and all that stuff.
Yep. Vampire mythology. Main article, Count Dracula in popular culture. Further information, Nosferatu, word, and Count Dracula. The stories about Vlad made him the best known medieval ruler of the Romanian lands in Europe. However, Bram Stoker's Dracula, which was published in 1897, was the first book to make a connection between Dracula and vampirism. Stoker had his attention drawn to the blood-sucking vampires of Romanian folklore by Emily Gerard's article about Transylvanian superstitions, published in 1885. His limited knowledge about the medieval history of Wallachia came from William Wilkinson's book entitled Account of the Principalities of Wallachia and Moldavia with Political Observations Relative to Them, published in 1820. That's such a long book title.
Well, back in the 1820s, they had nothing to do but title their works.
True.
Stoker apparently did not know much about Vlad the Impaler. Certainly not enough for us to say that Vlad was the inspiration for Count Dracula, according to Elizabeth Miller. For instance, Stoker wrote that Dracula had been of Szekely origin only because he knew about both Attila the Hun's destructive campaigns and the alleged Hunnic origin of the Szeklys. Stoker's main source, Wilkinson, who accepted the reliability of the German stories, described Vlad as a wicked man. Actually, Stoker's working papers for his book contain no reference to the historical figure, the name of the character being named in all drafts but the later ones, Count Vampyr. What? That was the original name of Dracula, Count Vampyr?
I guess.
That is not a cool name as Dracula. Consequently, Stoker borrowed the name and scraps of miscellaneous information about the history of Wallachia when writing his book about Count Dracula.
Appearance and representations. Pope Pius II's legate, Niccolo Modrussa, painted the only extant description of Vlad whom he had met in Buda. Wow, that sentence had a lot of words that I don't know how to pronounce correctly.
I feel ya. Good luck with the rest.
Thank you. A copy of Vlad's portrait has been featured in the Monster Portrait Gallery in the Ambrose Castle at Innsbruck. The picture depicts a strong, cruel, and somehow tortured man with large, deep-set, dark green and penetrating eyes, according to Florsu. The color of Vlad's hair cannot be determined because Modrussa mentions that Vlad was black-haired, while the portrait seems to show that he had fair hair. The picture depicts Vlad with a large lower lip.
Vlad's bad reputation in the German-speaking territories can be detected in a number of Renaissance paintings. He was portrayed among the witnesses of St. Andrew's martyrdom in a 15th century painting displayed in the Belvedere in Vienna. A figure similar to Vlad is one of the witnesses of Christ in the Calvary in a chapel in St. Stephen's Cathedral in Vienna. Quote, Vlad was not very tall, but very stocky and strong, with a cold and terrible appearance, a strong and aquiline nose, swollen nostrils, a thin and reddish face in which the very long eyelashes framed large, wide, open green eyes. The bushy black eyebrows made them appear threatening. His face and chin were shaven, but for a mustache. The swollen temples increased the bulk of his head, a bull's neck connected with his head from which black curly locks hung on his wide-shouldered person. Niccolo Modrussa's description of Vlad the Impaler.
There you have it. That was Vlad the Impaler, everybody.
Vlad the Impaler, when he was at his best, better than all the rest. They call him Vlad, 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 the Impaler.
Is that a theme song that you just made up?
That is a theme song that I just made up for Vlad the Impaler.
Wow.
Vlad. Well, I guess that's about it. This has been the Wikipedia page for Vlad the Impaler.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your Dracula teeth.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.